After getting to know about the beginning of Kandikota, here we are going to talk something about Chennai. When we say Chennai, it's not always about the busy streets, crowded marketplaces, malls, theaters, Marina Beach, Besanagar Beach. There are many other things apart from these. Welcome back to The End Route, a travel podcast by The Key Turns, and this is me, RJ Vaidhi. Jesse was very fond of windsailing trips, especially the windsailing trips that were organized on a full moon day by The Key Turns. As we know, full moon day comes on different dates every month, and the windsailing trips were organized on a full moon day every month. Jesse was constantly not able to join the trip because she was working, and the only available day in her month was the third Saturday. Unfortunately, a full moon day did not fall on a third Saturday, or there was no sailing trip on a third Saturday. At some point, she was okay to take a day off from her office and decided to go on a trip. By the time she decided this, the windsailing trips were not organized because of some reasons. Jesse and the windsailing trip were like two doors in a single frame. They were close enough but couldn't meet. Then, finally, the organizing of the windsailing trip again started, and luckily, a full moon day fell on a third Saturday. It was organized by the sailing club directly, and by the time they informed the team, there were only two seats available. Immediately, the team Key Turns pinged Jesse about the trip. Without any second thought, she readily agreed with great excitement and booked the seat for herself and her friend. Now, there was another challenge. By the time the team went back to the club confirming the booking, the seats were already filled. They were organizing sailing on a J80 imported sailboats, and each boat can accommodate only up to 8 guests. Unfortunately, there were no seats for Jesse and her friend. The team was so hesitant to inform this to Jesse because, more than a customer or a client, Jesse was so passionate about this trip. She was curious. She did not want to go for a trip just for an engagement or a distraction or something. She was very passionate about a full moon day sailing trip. But the ice has to be broken at some point, so the team informed her. She felt really bad. Seeing her like that, the team decided to make one final attempt. The team talked to the secretary of the club and explained about the situation, about the passion of Jesse. The secretary was very kind enough and appreciated the interest. The secretary went on and requested few of the frequent sailors to travel on some other day, and they were very kind enough to accept too. And now, Jesse with her friend has finally made it. It was a pleasant evening. They assembled at the club very early. The sailing started. A pleasing sunset. Slowly, the sun was going down. The moon was rising. By then, the sailboat moved out of the city scene and surrounded just by the blue water. And the white rays of the moon were reflecting on the seabed, and the seawater was magical. The team was very curious to know about the sailing experience. The team called her up, and she was like, it was superb, too good. Later, what she wrote was, experience is beyond what language can convey. Thank you. And you know what? Interestingly, that day's full moon was the blue moon. And this trip turned out to be a once-in-a-blue-moon experience for Jesse, which she could never forget. In our upcoming episodes, we will be talking about more travel stories and travel experiences. Stay tuned to The End Route, a travel podcast by The Key Turns. And this is me, RJ Vaidhi, signing off for now.